There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who could possibly be ready to beat Migs? I think Adam from Shelton just might be. Adam, are you there?
I am. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Adam and Steve. It's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Adam will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
How many legs does a spider have?
8.
Correct. Alcatraz Island is located in what bay?
San Francisco.
Yes. How many times has John Cena been a champion in the WWE?
6, 7, 8.
No. What dog breed comes from the German word for snout?
Schnauzer.
Yes. Who provided the voice of Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story?
John Travolta.
No.
Pass.
The lingual nerve carries signals to the brain from what muscular organ?
The heart.
No.
The neck.
No.
The throat.
No. What is the name of the last human city in the Matrix?
A pass.
The Play-Doh scale is used specifically in the making of what beverage?
Martini.
No.
Pass.
Adam, you scored 3.
Ooh.
Oh.
You feeling okay there, Adam?
No, I'm feeling like it's going to be a good day for Steve.
Oh. Well, you don't have to root for him by any means.
Wow.
Steve, welcome back to the studio. Are you feeling ready?
Oh, yeah!
How many legs does a spider have?
6.
No.
8.
Yes. Alcatraz Island is located in what bay?
San Francisco.
Correct. How many times has John Cena been a champion in the WWE?
Well, after this weekend, it's 17.
It sure is. What dog breed comes from the German word for snout?
Look, he turned his back on all the fans, and he used some very, very questionable tactics to win the title, but now he's the champion. What was the question?
What dog breed comes from the German word for snout?
Schnauzer.
Yes. Who provided the voice of Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story?
Oh, Tim Allen.
He did. The lingual nerve carries signals to the brain from what muscular organ?
The tongue.
Yes. What is the name of the last human city in the Matrix?
Bob.
No.
New Hampshire.
No.
Nebraska.
No. The Play-Doh scale is used specifically in the making of what beverage?
The Play-Doh?
Play-Toh.
Play-Toh. Beverage. I don't know. A Mai Tai.
No.
A Moscow Mule.
No.
Frappuccino.
No. Wow. Steve, you got 6 correct, which is a victory.
Let's go.
6-3. Sorry, Adam.
Well, good game, Steve. Unfortunately, my wife's not going to buy me a t-shirt until I beat you.
Oh,
man. Well, you know what? That's good. You guys need to save some money for his vacation in the summer. So maybe it's good that you keep losing.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Maybe that's I'm projecting that on myself because we're going broke. So I'm like, we need to start saving some money if we want to go on vacation in the summer.
Danny, do you know the name of the last human city in the Matrix?
Nope.
Zion.
Zion. All right. Well, does Danny know the Play-Doh scale?
Nope.
Oh, Mr. Judgmental reaction while I was answering the question.
Well, because you said a Play-Toh.
Play-Toh.
That's the reason.
We drank one yesterday.
What do we have yesterday?
Beer?
A beer.
Oh.
What did we have yesterday?
Well, Dan, in all fairness, Danny had a beer and then he also had a whiskey.
He did.
It's fair,
and I had a beer and then I had another beer.
Yes.
Well, Steve, congratulations on your victory.
The Daily Migs Show.
The return of Live Night is on the calendar Friday, February 13th at Snoqualmie Casino.
Ooh, get right into Valentine's Day with a little Live Night action.
Have you seen those hotel rooms, Steve Miggs?
Yes, I have.
They're very nice.
The spa's very nice. The hot tub's nice. And what perfect way to go into Valentine's Day by getting a little yachty and naughty.
That's the theme.
I'm sorry. That just sounds terrible.
It's going to be so great. We're going to be live at 7 o'clock. The men's room will be live from 9 until 10:30. And tickets are on sale right now.
And if you've never been to a live night, it is a blast. It's a full-on it's just some of the sound effects are done live. We're going to be doing everything live as well. You never know who's going to show up as well. And the music's all done live, too.
Anything that could go wrong may go wrong. So you're going to want to see that in the flesh. So get your tickets at KISW.com.
Daily Migs Show.
There's a new dating app out there called Tribal, and they're being a little bit innovative in the game of dating apps by blurring the pictures of the people you're chatting with for the first 72 hours.
So they should call it beer goggles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't really tell what the person looks like just yet.
The creator of Tribal app, her name is Rachel Harker, and this is her explaining what Tribal is all about.
Tribal is essentially a friendship and dating app, but it's really based on psychology. And it's.
Does anybody really use an app to make friends? I'm not saying that, no judgment, but are there people that go on an app to find new friends?
Yes. I have met so many people in New York a couple of weeks ago that were just like, oh, yeah, and I'm on, I don't remember if it was Hinge or Bumble, but it was one of those, and they were just like, yeah, I'm here for friends. Like, I'm in a new city, transplant, I need friends.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. Weird, right?
We should all try and find a friend on one of those apps.
Gosh.
It might be a tough sell to our significant others. Like, look, babe, I swear I'm not using Hinge for what other people use it for. I just need a new friend.
And let's see which one of us makes the coolest friend.
Yes.
Okay.
This sounds like the plot to that League of Extraordinary Gentlemen thing. You remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Where it was like you brought like the strangest person to a dinner party and whoever brought the strangest person won.
Let's do it.
And it's all about combating loneliness and improving social connection, trying to use technology in a really positive way. So the profile build and the questions are all around compatibility and values. And that's how people are matched and brought together. And I guess the psychology behind that is having aligned values, really trying to just eliminate that kind of superficial swipe culture.
Problem is, though, once you become unblurred, they're going to be like, oh.
But maybe they're already into you. You know, maybe the sparks were already flying and they're like, I can get past that.
I need more than 72 hours. I don't know if anyone's going to be into me if they see this. I'm like, oh, this guy's fun. He likes the things I like. Oh, wow. White Shrek. Wasn't expecting that. Thought you were more Vin Diesel in the blurry version.
Oh, no.
All right, so there's a woman that went on TikTok. This is the strangest story. Granted, I'm bald. I don't know what this would be like. I don't know what it would be like for you guys if you woke up in the middle of a flight and you looked at your hair and all of a sudden you had a braid that you didn't put in, your significant other didn't put it in, nobody that's part of your crew put it in, a random person did it.
This I would actually be freaked
happened.
Out.
So it happened to a woman. She went on TikTok to explain. She's going viral for this. And here she's explaining what went down.
To the man that braided my hair while I was asleep on the plane, I need you to come forth immediately. You sat directly behind me. Some people might say, how did you let somebody braid your hair? First of all, when I get on the plane, I don't sleep. I hibernate.
Okay, I'm kind of like the same as this woman. Like, it takes a lot to wake me up just in general, but on a plane as well.
Yeah.
But that's crazy.
I mean,
do you think the guy was drunk and thought it'd be funny?
I think it probably was both of those things.
Or did she have so much hair that her hair was kind of going over onto his seat and it was annoying him? And he's like, you know what?
I'm going to get her back with a braid.
With a good French braid.
I remember specifically, I'm asleep on the plane and I hear, and I said, who is taking pictures? And when I wake up, it's literally right in my ear. That's where I found the braid. Don't touch people while they're asleep. It's weird.
Just don't touch people in general.
Yeah. Consent is sexy. A TikTok user is going viral because they shared their story about how they went on a date with a guy and things got weird when he wanted to pay for dinner. This is the news report on what happened.
All right, number six, you're out on a date with someone and everything is going great. Then the bill comes. They insist on paying, but they pull out their parents' black Amex card.
I would laugh. If I was on a date and someone's like, I'll pay, and then it's not even their card, it's their parents' card. I'd be like, all right, let's get another round of drinks.
Yeah. Generational wealth, sign me up.
Now, that recently happened to a TikToker named Sarly. Her date asked her if she wanted to pay for her own drink or his mom could do it.
What?
He didn't say it that way, did he?
Oh, my God. I mean, fake it till you make it. We don't have to tell her whose card it is.
That would endear me to this person. You want my mom to pay for this? Excuse me, what? I have her credit card.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
This week, the New York Mets were doing a tribute to one of their oldest and biggest fans. It all kind of started on Facebook. And his name immediately caught the attention of everyone.
Yes.
This was the post. We are saddened to learn of the passing of Seymour Wiener. SportsCenter even paid tribute to this man.
Today, though, began with the loss of a legend, with the announcement Seymour Wiener has died. 98 years old, Wiener became a fan favorite last season when the team honored him as their veteran of the game. And then he became an icon when they brought him back for Dollar Hot Dog Day with the tagline, "Everyone loves a Wiener."
Okay. I did hear that. I mean, obviously, sad that he's passed, but he apparently had a very good sense of humor about the name and had some fun with it as well. But if you ever see a picture of the guy, he just looks like the crankiest, just grizzled old military dude. Like, he's got, like, he almost looks like Popeye the Sailor Man.
That's a good call out, Steve. Yeah.
You think this man wasn't already tough when he went to fight in Italy during World War II? He grew up in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
He said he was teased because of his name growing up, but it was one of the highlights of his life to get this fame with the Mets so late in his storied life. 98 years old, Seymour Wiener, Navy man, greatest generation indeed.
So he was a seaman?
Steve.
I'm sorry. Oh, you know, who's apologizing? The parents. Who thought, like, nobody, everybody passed off on this as a name?
Apparently so.
I did hear, I think, like, the name was actually pronounced Wiener. But sure. Still, it's spelled Wiener.
Dude, when I saw this post, I had to double check because I thought it was a meme.
Same.
I thought it was fake.
Yeah. And dude, I mean, but here's even when he was at one of the games with the New York Mets.
And here he is, our veteran of the game, Seymour Wiener.
Imagine being at that game.
I mean, if that's your name, I think you have to lean into it.
It's amazing. So, I love that the Mets had that much love for the guy, though.
And I know he's no longer with us, but I like to think he would enjoy some of the comments.
Oh, the comments are priceless.
They're all over the place, so yes. We're going to go straight to the comments.
And we figured, who better to read the comments about the late, great Seymour Wiener than Bart Simpson? Because a lot of people made the assumption that it was a Simpsons joke, because remember, he used to prank call and ask for Seymour Butts. So are you ready for the first comment about the passing of Mets superfan Seymour Wiener?
Oh, yeah.
Is this the guy Bart Simpson is always calling Mo for?
Yes, it's exactly that. No, it was his cousin, Seymour Butts.
Yeah,
yeah.
And in his dying breath, he whispered to the doctor, "I'd really love to see just one more."
Wiener. Seymour Wiener.
Please.
Seymour Wiener was a war veteran. He fought in the Battle of the Bulge.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, that one might have killed me.
Was also saddened by the passing of groundskeeper Michael Hunt.
Oh, yeah, good old Michael Hunt.
Yeah, I get it.
Some of his friends call him Mike.
Yeah, some do. We won't, because we want to keep our license.
Is survived by his traumatized son, Seeless.
Again, why would your parents name you Seymour? And the options of names are endless. And your last name is Wiener. Seymour, that sounds like a joke name for a vasectomy doctor.
Totally.
Yeah.
He is survived by his wife, Dixie Normus.
Good old Dixie.
Dixie's a sweet lady. Nothing but love to Dixie.
She didn't want to take his last name, though.
No, and the
she
entire
kept Normus.
And the entire Normus family is grieving.
Really hope his middle name was Harry.
Oh, I think if it's not, he probably legally changed it to that. All right, one more comment about the passing of Seymour Wiener.
Ooh. Came for the comments. Wasn't disappointed.
Nope, me neither.
R.I.P. Seymour Wiener.
The Daily Migs Show.
Tis the season of giving, Steve Migs, and it is just such a treat to see how much the Rockaholics step up this time of year to support our junior Rockaholics through Coats for Kids.
And thank you so much for making all the donations that you have. $25 will help give a brand new coat for a kid in need. And thanks to some Rockaholics like Tammy Brandt, donated $69 during the 69 Club. Huge thanks to Adam Buechler, who donated $300 to Coats for Kids.
You can head to KISW.com to make your donation, and we thank you, Rockaholics.
The Daily Migs Show.
If there's one thing we know to be true, it's that the internet loves a list, Steve Migs. And there's a list out right now of these common skills that apparently boomers are pretty shocked that Gen Zers just don't know how to do.
Oh, good. Good old generational divide.
So So one example is how to read a map and figure out getting from point A to point B without GPS.
My wife was recently asking me about that because, you know, I've lived during a time before the internet. And she's like, did you know how to read a map when you moved out here from New York to Washington? I'm like, no, my buddy Ori did. He's the one who mapped it all out. I just went along for the ride.
You had a map guy.
Yeah, he was the one who was doing the driving. I mean, I would drive a little bit, but once we're on the freeway, then I was like, we just keep going until we hit Washington.
Well, of course, this list leads us to want to ask a simple question. Basically, the simple question is this. We're going to name some of these things on the list, and we just want our listeners to say whether or not they can perform these acts.
Okay. And so whoever calls them, any generation.
Yes.
We should ask them what generation they are.
Yeah.
Let's start with Chris from Smoky Point. Chris, what generation are you from?
Well, I'm 35, so I think I'm Gen X. I don't know the actual like numbers for that stuff.
I think that's a millennial.
Millennial, for sure.
But you know what? Us Gen Xers will take you because we're the coolest generation.
All right, Chris, do you know how to address a piece of mail?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's ask him another one. I feel like if you don't know how to do that, I don't know if you should. Yeah. All right, I got one for you.
They taught us that boot camp, though.
Nice.
Wait, you had to wait until you got into the military to learn how to write a letter?
Well, no, but they made it. We couldn't make phone calls home, so we had to write letters back home.
Okay, well, speaking of writing, I got one for you. How about how to type on an actual keyboard?
Yes, I do.
Ah, you're one step ahead of me.
It's a solid millennial, making us proud.
Is this before my time?
I did take it.
You had a typewriting
class? Yeah.
Danny, did you?
I sure did.
Was that okay? I have a crazy question. Maybe the years have gone by. I've forgotten a lot of things in my life.
Okay.
Was that like a year-long class or like a semester class? Like I feel like I went there every day to learn how to type for an extended period of time, and I still don't know how to type.
I was going to say, what happened? I watch you peck every single day, and it drives me insane.
Oh, good. I'll peck harder.
No, it was us. In middle school, we had to take it for a full year.
Yes, I thought so. I'm like, what an awful job if I'm a teacher. Like, you have to teach people how to type every day.
That was my mom's job. She was a typing teacher for the majority of her career.
Do you think they still do that?
No. They do computers, but they don't do actual type. Like, I think they may be like a week where you learn how to type, but I don't think it's a full class.
Do they do hunt and pecking typing?
No.
Because I'm a hunt and pecker. I'm like, da, 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 da. Does that really drive you nuts?
Yes.
803 Good. Rock, we have a simple question to ask you, Tim from Stanwood. First off, which generation are you part of?
I believe I'm Gen X. I was born in 68.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to question that. That sounds about right.
Yep. Tim, our question to you, do you know how to mend clothes and sew on buttons?
Yes.
See, I don't.
I still argue that more dudes know how to do simple sewing functions than women. Because I have a lot of friends that have the same thing, and my wife will make fun of it because if she needs a button sewed on, she's like, hey, babe, can you do this? I'm like, it's really not that hard. You're poking a needle through a hole. I don't understand why you need my help for this. What about you, Tim? Are you the resident sewer in your household?
Actually, no. I don't have anything in the house to sew, so I send it to my mother-in-law or my sister-in-law who actually
nice.
Does it all the time. But if I was in the middle of nowhere and had thread and a needle, I could sew a button on or mend my clothes.
Right.
It wouldn't be perfect, but...
No, I'm not talking about like straight lines, but I mean good enough that you wouldn't have a hole anymore.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is the name for a male seamstress? Is it a seamster?
Yeah, we're seamsters.
Yep. 206-803-ROCK. Adam from Spanaway, which generation are you part of?
I'm a millennial.
Yeah. All right,
Boom.
Fellow millennial, Adam from Spanaway, do you know how to write in cursive?
Yes, I do.
That's right. Oh,
nice. Do you still know how?
Yes, it's. I have to think about it a lot more now because I'm very out of practice, but I can do it.
There are certain letters that I have the absolute worst time with.
What letter would that be?
Q. I have a tough time with. Can you cursive?
I can do a lowercase Q. I'm not really sure what my uppercase Q would look like. G, uppercase G is pretty bad for me. Lowercase is fine.
Yeah, it's
even
funny.
Even the T in my own name, the uppercase T, is a little weird in cursive.
And again, we had to take a class on that, yet we still don't know. You know what? We're just proving that the education system is failing us.
206-803-ROCK. We've got Mike from Auburn. Mike, which generation are you part of?
I'm a millennial.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Our simple question to you, Mike. Do you know how to drive a stick shift?
I actually do. I learned to drive on one.
Yeah. I remember learning, but I haven't done it in so long that I'd be worried that if like there was a situation where like we need somebody to drive this vehicle and it's a stick shift, I'm like, well, it's going to be a rocky road, but I'll do my best.
I've only successfully done it like 2 times in my entire life.
What? How many times did you fail at doing it?
Probably 20.
Really?
My mom kicked me out of the car one time. I had an ex-boyfriend kick me out of the car one time. Like, you're going to break this thing.
I definitely learned how. My ex-girlfriend in high school taught me how. She was like, no, you're driving my car because I hate driving. And so she made me sit through a neighborhood and learn how to drive. And it's stuck ever since.
Dude, so yesterday, real quick. So I know for a fact this guy must have been driving a stick shift, an older vehicle, right? And he's in front of us. So we're kind of on a slight hill, but it's not much of a hill. We're at a red light. He's clearly on his phone, older guy, right? And I could see it, like his head is down, and he must be just like lightly laying off of the brake. Because all of a sudden, his car is slowly rolling back and back and back. And my wife's like, is he ever going to stop? I'm like, I don't freaking know. So then I was like, I don't know what. I'm just going to have to lay on the horn. Like, I don't want to be that guy, yeah. But like, he's like, it's not like coming down aggressively, but at some point he's bonking into my car and I don't want to deal with this. Yeah. So I hit the horn, head pops up. He looks in the rearview mirror and he flips me off. I'm like, you're right, buddy. I'm the douchebag for allowing you to roll into my car.
No, really what it was is he saw that you were the verified champ, Steve Miggs, and oh, he got mad and just flipped you off.
He's just sick of that fake wrestling crap.
Daily Migs Show.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.